Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord! My beloved, you can be seated. Thank God for the topic of the year, or the month, which is a way maker. God has been making ways for us, and there has been testimonies in our midst. Praise the Lord. Today we are going to listen to Healing with Giants on the Way. Healing with Giants on the Way. Praise the Lord. There is a great reward for those who put their trust in the Lord. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to the God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. At times in our lives, when we are passing through some situations in our life, we'll be wondering and asking if God is really there. At times in our life, when things seem not to be working with us, we wonder and we say, God, what is wrong? It seems, when things seem to be impossible for us to overcome, we began to feel that God has abandoned us. He is no longer with us. We feel it is too work even to serve the Lord. We wonder why God allows such things to come our way. And we forgot that we cannot please our God without faith. And I want to tell you that in those situations that you find yourself, in every condition that you find yourself, the Lord is there with you. In whatever you're passing through, the Lord is also passing through it with you. He never fails. He never abandons. He is a God that starts a work and he perfects it to the end. He is a loving Father. Challenges are not meant to kill us or limit us, but to build our faith in God and bring us to a place where God wants us to be. When we are passing these situations, God allows us to pass through it because he wants to build us. He wants us to be stronger than before. He is molding us just as the potter is molding the clay in trying to bring out a beautiful vessel. He allows us to pass through it. He trained us through those periods. But it's how we react towards it that matters. How do we react when we find ourselves in such situations? Some people go into grumbling. Some people go into other things, start looking for help from east and the west. But still, God is there watching you. It is a testing ground for us. In whatever we are passing through, I want to encourage all of us to remain by the Lord's side. Don't say anything bad. Keep trusting. Keep moving. And the Lord will not leave you. He will show himself in the midst of the storms. He will show himself in the midst when you even say that, oh, even the time you say that I can no longer do it on my own, that is the time the Lord comes forth. Because the Bible made us to know that by our strength, we cannot prevail. And the Lord will fight our battles for us in Jesus' name. God wants us to sacrifice something. God wants us to do something, show an action, so that he can say, yes, this is my child. He doesn't just keep giving to us. What have we done for God? What have you done for God to say, yes, this is my child? It matters a lot. And God will show forth in our situations the name of Jesus. In the land of Israel, in the land of Egypt, when the Israelites were in the land of Egypt, they suffered persecution. They suffered trials. They were made slaves. The Egyptians persecuted them day after day. It came to a time that they lift their voices unto the Lord, and they wept before the Lord. And the Lord said to them, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, And the Lord said, I have surely the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. This happened so many times. Then the Lord heard it and he reacted. No matter what we are passing through, no matter the situation we are passing through, the Lord will react unto it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And he will take us to a higher ground in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Numbers chapter 13 verse 3, and Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. God commanded Moses, and Moses elders from every tribe of Israel. Every tribe of Israel. One from 12 of them. He got 12 tribes of 12 men, able men. God said he's taking them to the land of, but Moses sent these people to go and spy the land and see what is happening in that land. How good is the land? Is it, what type of tents are there? Is it inhabitable? Is it this and that? He selected 12 people and they left and they saw and they came back, even bringing forth fruits from the land, to prove actually that this is really a land flowing with milk and honey. It is a land that is productive. The land of Canaan is a beautiful land. The land of Canaan is a land that there are lots of vegetations. A land where the air that even comes out from that place could even keep people alive. Actually, it is a land that is very beautiful, which means that the plan for God, for the Israelites, is to take them to that promised land. Those people came back, 10 of them came back with bad news. And why two, Caleb and Joshua, came back with good news? The bad news that the others said is that when we got there, we saw the Anites, we saw the Hebrews, we saw all of them, but the people of the Anites that we saw frightened us. They were tall and they were huge. They were giants. They became afraid. And these are people, the Israelites are the set of people God brought out of the land of Egypt. They passed through the hands of the enemies. Through the Lord has been fighting battles for them. Even the time they faced the Red Sea, the Lord made ways for them. Even the time they met all types of obstacles on the road, was there to them. He showed them the arts. He showed them the ways. He has been with this set of people. He has showed his faithfulness to these people. He has showed his power to these people. They witnessed everything that happened in the wilderness on their journey. God has been protecting and guiding them. But at this particular time, this set of people came back with bad news. They came back with bad news. And the Israelites wept concerning the place they are about to go. They discouraged them. They told them that we are not able to go. But thank God for Joshua and Caleb that stood on their ground and said, yes, our God has been so faithful. Our God has been seeing us through. Even when we came to the walls of Jericho, when we didn't know how to do it, it is only song that we sang, and the walls of Jericho fell for us. He has been healing us. He has been good to us. But the Israelites forgot the goodness of the Lord. But the Israelites forgot the kindness of the Lord. Just as me and you, we do forget good things that the Lord has been doing in our life. Forget the miracle God has been doing in our midst. But thank God for Caleb and Joshua. They said, we are able to go and take it. We are able to go and possess this land. Because they know that the God that we serve is a faithful God. Because he knows that the God is a God that does not abandon his children. He knows that the God is a God that is full of power, he's full of compassion, full of love, that what concerns them concerns God. But others felt the thing that brought the listen made others to feel that they have lost it. At times, situation could make you feel that you have lost it, that you have come to the end of the issue, that you will not be able to make it. But God was there with them. God was there with them, but still they could not see it. May God open our eyes in the name of Jesus. Amen. May God renew our thinking in the name of Jesus. Amen. They saw giants. They were afraid. They were scared. But Caleb still the people, beasts, and said, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. When you see yourself, when you see things not moving, you move forward. You speak words, because the Lord said that we should decree and it shall be established. You said no. You resist the devil and he will flee. But because we don't resist the devil, we will start petting the devil, petting issues around us. That is why we remain the situation where we are today. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they were strong, stronger than we. They forgot the loving and kindness of the Lord. They forgot how faithful God has been with them. May God not allow us to forget the goodness of God concerning our lives in Jesus' name. God has given us a promised land, a land full of milk and honey. They are seeing giants. I want to ask every one of us, what do you see? In your life, what do you see? Are you seeing the devil and his dramas? Are you seeing that the evil act of the enemy all around trying to pull you down? Or you're seeing Jesus in his glory? I want to encourage us to look unto God. I want to encourage us to look unto God. What can give birth to these giants I'm talking about? Giants. What is it that can give birth to these giants? Sin can give birth to giants. When you no longer walk according to the word of the Lord. When you neglect the Lord, you're facing your personal activities. Facing things of the world. It could make God to be far away from you. And this is can cause division between you and God. It can cause separation between you and God. It can give birth to these giants. And Satan will take opportunity and stand against you. May he not have his way in Jesus' name. Amen. Unbelief can cause this. When one thing that God is no longer able to, he cannot do anything. They only preach about him in the church. I cannot see anything. Unbelief can hinder the presence of God where you are. And it can give birth to giants. Satan can take advantage of your unbelief and manipulate your life. May he not have his way in Jesus' name. Amen. Doubt is one of the very dangerous things that pulls the children of God down. When you doubt the ability, it causes a lot of things and denies Christians from possessing their possessions. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Bad company, what type of companies do you keep? The companies you keep, will it help you to make heaven? The company you keep, did they remind you of the race you're running? The companies you keep, they influence a lot. I pray, and I want to encourage you, if the company you're keeping is not helping you in the heavenly race you are running, please change your company and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lack of faith. Lack of faith is very, very dangerous. Without faith, we can't see the Lord. Without faith, we can't move forward. I always ask people, how many of you touched your chair before you sat on it this morning? Did you shake it and see whether it has four legs? I'm sure nobody. Did anybody do that? No. Nobody. But because you know that the chair can carry you, that is why you came and you sat down comfortably. Why not throw yourself in the hands of God? Why not put faith and your trust in the hands of the Lord? He will not fail you. He will not neglect you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And lack of the word of God in one's life. Some of us only come to church to come and read it. Once you finish reading the Bible in the church, they no longer touch their Bible until next Sunday. They will dust it and bring it to church again. Even since we started having the scripts, some even have finished carrying the Bible. Now they walk majestically to the church and they go home majestically without the Bible. The word of God said, I should study to show thyself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word. And the word that we hear of God is a lamp by our side. The word that we hear increase our faith in God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. Study the word of the Lord. Meditate on the word of the Lord. Practice the word of the Lord and it will be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. What giants represent? What do these giants you are talking about, what do it represent? This giant represents hindrance from reaching a goal in life. Anything that instills fear in you that stops you from moving forward is a giant. Anything that you look at, anytime you want to move forward, you look at that situation, you say, that thing there is what? A giant. It is a barrier. Rejection is a barrier. And that barrier is a giant. Setback is a giant. May God help us in Jesus' name. Confusion, difficulty to comprehend things, inability to achieve things. When nothing seems to be working, despite all effort. Remember Peter. Peter kept on. Kept on do what? He kept on fishing and fishing. He's a professional. He kept on fishing. But that day he caught nothing. He tried his best. He caught nothing. He was confused. He didn't know what to do. Later on, he decided to say, okay, let me go home. I'm not getting anything. Most of us has given up. Just like Peter did. Until Jesus stepped in. May God step into your situations in Jesus' name. Amen. What made Caleb and Joshua to stand out? Let us look at what is it that made this set of people, Joshua and Caleb, to stand out from apart from the 10 other men that went to spy the land of Canaan. The 10 men saw giants, while Caleb and Joshua saw a promised land. They saw the fulfillment. They saw a fulfillment. They saw things already being done in their lives. They already see themselves inside that place. They know that this God that brought us all along will not leave us to die here. If he could do this, if he could save them, if he could even heal them on the road, on the way, in the wilderness, heal their diseases, protected them, he is able and abundantly able to take them there. Caleb and Joshua had faith in God that God will not fail them. The other 10 men discouraged others from moving forward to their possession by giving them bad news. Some of us have given people bad news. What information comes to us? Remember in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What comes out of your mouth? What comes out of your mouth? Is it encouraging to one another? Is it encouraging to people around you? Are you the kind of person that by the time you finish talking to somebody, the person will say, I think he's even best. Even the person will say, yes, he said that I'm not good, so I'm not even good. You convince the person. Or are you the person that speaks to people and the people get back to their faith? Are you the kind of person that the words that comes out of your mouth demoralizes people? Let's be careful what we say with our mouth. Let us be careful the kind of information we pass to people. Let it be information of faith. Let it be an information of hope. Let it be an information of love. Let it be an information of encouragement. That the person will say, yes, thank God that I met so and so person. That only discussion with him brought a turnaround in my life. Or are you the person that will talk to somebody, the person say, oh, why did I meet this man again today? Because you have not spoken the right thing. Let good things come out of our mouth. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Joshua and Caleb refused to be moved by their words. In the book of Numbers chapter 14 verse 7, and they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the Lord which we pass through to it, the land which we pass through to search it, to possess, is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. they are still talking and encouraging people. Those other men said, no, the giants are there. We are like grasshoppers before them, this and that. But still, Caleb refused to be moved. So no matter what is happening around you, no matter what they are saying around you, no matter what you are hearing left and right, even at this end time, hold on to God. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. And the Lord intervene in your affairs in Jesus' name. In other hand, the fear of men was upon the children of God as a whole. The fear of men was upon them. They didn't fear God. They no longer fear God. They were moving in their own understanding, moving in their own ways. They were thinking of their own ability. I don't have this, I don't have that, how can we? And when we get there, they will finish us now. But Caleb and Joshua stood their ground. When Moses, he had only a staff. He was using the staff in the wilderness for many years. He never realized who he carries, what he carries. Just as us, we, the children of God, we don't know the potentials we have, or the rights we have. We don't know how strong it is to have God, our Creator, to be our God. Until when the staff, the Lord turned the staff to be serpent. And the Lord said, pick it. And he picked the staff. That is the time he realized, he said, wow. He now paid more value to it. May God help us to value our God. Value the opportunities given to us as children of God. And serve him truly. May God help us in Jesus' name. They no longer believe in the power of God to save them. They rely on their strength, just as I have said. And by strength, no man can prevail by one's strength. They doubted God's word. The miracles and promises no longer has any value to them. They deny God's power and glory. They forgot the faithfulness of the Lord. He made known his ways in the book of Psalm 10. Psalm 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses and his heart unto the children of Israel. His ways were made known to them. May God help us in Jesus' name. In as much as we read and we study and we hear the word of God, make it make impact in our lives. And may we treasure our God and worship him in spirit and in truth. He will not fail us in Jesus' name. They recommended to tell you how blind they were. They said, we want to go back to Egypt. They started organizing people that will lead them to the land of Egypt. They murmured against Moses and Aaron that they would rather die in the wilderness by the sword than to go to the promised land the Lord has made for them. God has made provisions for you. God has said that he will not fail, neither will he forsake us. He has moved forward to prepare a place for us. Still, they are busy pulling everything back. They are busy murmuring. They are busy suffering, being in the same situations. May God change our situations in Jesus' name. Amen. Even Joshua and Caleb plead with these people. In the book of Numbers chapter 14 verse 9, he pleaded with them, only rebel not, you against, against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land of Canaan, for they are bread for us. Which means that they cannot do anything. They are just a walkover people. We have issues of walking over things. Fear. Satan will bring fear. Satan will bring all sorts of hindrances. We will march on forward. And we will succeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Caleb and Joshua said that they are their bread. Knowing fully well who God is. They are nothing but moi moi. They are nothing but what? Moi moi. May we not give Satan any opportunity, any hindrance, any form or to hinder us from anything. We will call on the name of the Lord and we will march forward, and the gate of hell shall not prevail in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long, that is in the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be? Are they, believe me? For all the signs which I have shown unto them, God got annoyed with this set of people. Got annoyed with all the Israelites. Saying that these are the people he has been showing love to. He has been fighting battles for them. All they need to do is just to hold their peace. And God said unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Because they said that let them die in that land. Instead of going into the promised land, let them die in the wilderness. And the Lord said, and surely it came to pass. God got annoyed with them. He did was that from 20 years upwards that they would die in that land of Egypt, in the land, in the wilderness. They will not see that promised land. While 2019 downwards, they will live to enter the promised land with Caleb and Joshua. Can you see? I want to let you understand that our iniquities can hinder us from possessing the force the Lord has for us. Our mindsets can hinder us from inheriting that which the Lord has planned for us. May we think aright. And that is why the word of God said that we should renew our minds. How can we renew our minds? By hearing the word of the Lord. By practicing the word of the Lord. Relying on that which the Lord has said, not on that which a man has said. Trusting in the Lord, not trusting in man. May God help us in the name of Jesus. All we need is faith to anchor unto the Lord. We need faith to hold on to the Lord. All we need is faith. And what is that faith? When we are no longer looking at what is visible, but believing that God is the Almighty, being obedient, even when we can't see the result. God said, move, we move. Abraham was asked to go and sacrifice his son. He didn't ask questions, he moved. It is not that the sacrificing of his son is sweet. He moved because the Lord says so. And Jesus said, made us to understand that he endured the pain. He endures the pain of the cross, to go to the cross because of that which he wants to accomplish. May God help us in Jesus' name. So we are going to lift our voices unto the Lord. So we are going to call upon the Lord. So we are going to say, God, help me. I don't know the situation that you're finding yourselves. Can we all stand up? I don't know what you are passing through all along. I don't know that which has been pulling you back. I don't know. We are going to lift our voices unto the Lord and say, God, help me. My Lord and my God, help me. Father, Lord, help me. Help me to run this race. Help me to keep trusting you. Help me, O Lord Almighty, King of glory, that in all I do will be to your glory. Help me, O Lord Almighty, to keep abiding in you. Help me to keep walking according to your will. Help me, O Lord Almighty, and let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our Lord and our God, King of glory, we thank you. Let your name be glorified in all that concerns us. Help us to keep abiding in you. Help us to keep trusting in you. Help us, O Lord Almighty, King of glory, to move at your word. Help us to remain in you in all situations. And your name alone be glorified in all that concerns us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.